is House Bill 1255. This is by Representative Madsen. It's a bill that to provide that the provisions limiting the number of retail alcohol licenses that may be issued to one person do not apply to certain additional convention facility on sale licenses. Representative Madsen, welcome to local government.
Pleasure to be here, Madam Chairman. This is a great committee. For the record, I am Chris Madsen, State Representative, District 31, and as many of you know, one of the real gems of District 31 is the city of Deadwood. House Bill 1255 concerns the city of Deadwood, and what House Bill 1255 is really some cleanup legislation. By way of background, a few years ago, the legislature enacted 35411.1. which authorized any municipality that can have gaming pursuant to SDCL Chapter 42.7B, which is a long way of saying Deadwood, to issue some additional liquor licenses for hotel, motel, convention facilities. I can tell you folks that this has led to some real economic development in the city of Deadwood. If anybody who's been up there lately, I think, would be amazed at some of the new building that's going on, and they are hotel, motel, convention facilities. What this would do, you see, is add down at the bottom that the limitation on multiple licenses in 35.4.4 does not apply to any license issued under the provisions of this section. Now follow along with me, and I'll tell you why this is cleanup legislation. There's another, basically under state law, a corporation or an individual or any business entity, there's a limitation that only three on-sale retail licenses can be held by any one person. Limitation of three. Now in 35.4.4.1, there's some language that says that it doesn't apply with regard to different hotel, motel, convention facilities. The issue is that it's not clear under present statute how this affects the specific licenses in Section 11.11, the Deadwood additional licenses. So what this would do is it would clarify that It would clarify, I've had just enough coffee to really, you know, it would clarify that prohibition doesn't apply to that license. In other words, a person would be able to hold in the city of Deadwood the hotel, motel, convention license in addition to three on retail on sale. It's largely an economic development issue, and it's largely a matter of clarification, and I know Mr. Demersman is here to further explain and answer any questions the committee may have.
Thank you, Representative Madsen. Further proponents on House Bill 1255. Mr. Demersman, welcome back to local government. You may.
Madam Chairman, my name is Michael Burt Demersman. I am a lobbyist for Deadwood Chamber of Commerce and Deadwood Gaming. 2 years ago, we passed a bill that allowed extra convention liquor licenses, and it applied to the city of Deadwood. This does not increase licenses. This clarification does not increase licenses in any way. But one of the primary purposes that bill was passed was that there was sufficient money on some of the historical downtown buildings to fix up the first floor, because it was economically viable from a standpoint of gaming. But money was not put in then to rehab the total building, because your rehab was so expensive. And so the purpose of it was, if you're willing to put in the money to do the historical rehab as is required in a historical district and have a certain number of rooms then for renting out, then you would be considered a convention business center and you could get a license. They haven't used all of those licenses yet. The interesting thing, and the reason for the amendment, I suppose we should have had the amendment in last time, but we thought it was covered, because in your handout, if you look at 35.4.4.1, it said, notwithstanding the restrictions of 4.4, which is three Class A liquor licenses, that would be like the bar number 10 or an ordinary bar would have. And it said, notwithstanding the provisions of 3544, any person, operation, or business entity may be the holder of or have an interest in more than three on-sale retail licenses as long as such licenses, licensee holds such license at a hotel, motel, convention facility. I guess some of us thought that would apply to our hotel, motel, convention center. But I think there is a question that has arisen in the Bureau of Finance is, since your definition of a convention center in the historic district is different than the other convention license that allows this, would it apply? Well, you better know before you drop $1 million or $2 million into a historic rehab whether or not you're going to get a convention business license. Therefore, the statute that we passed 2 years ago, we would put on the end that the limitation on multiple licenses listed in 3544 does not apply to any license issued under the provision of this section. So it is a clarification so that, like the other convention licenses, that your bar license is not the same and that limitation does not apply against a convention license.
Further proponents on House Bill 1255. Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1255? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close to questions. Are there any questions from the committee? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair, I move do pass.
Representative Hargens moves do pass on House Bill 1255, seconded by Representative Hennies. Discussion on that do pass motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Kowalski?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Hargens?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Kochak?
Lynch? Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 1255 goes to the floor 12 to 1.